How are you feeling now?
Good. I'm having dreams and yet, so everything's just fine.
Okay. Then I will go ahead with the change in the sound.
Thank you.
And I join you in the affirmation.
Now in the 10. And I have a pretty isolated body, a little bit of itching in my lower, my upper left leg, but this is a 10 for me here. I'm out of the dream vignettes and a little crisper than the dreaming stuff I was having.
Okay, very good. Would you like to be deepening this now, or would you like to be simply observing?
Let's stay here just a little bit.
Very good. You know, I forgot to turn the light out. I'll turn that out now.
My eyes are closed, so I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, you turned them out yourself. I'll turn them out here, too.
It's a little darker. This session is one noticeable difference so far as I'm hearing things. I had a little dream about a car, and I could hear the brakes squeaking in the car, and I've been hearing whistles and things happening. Not from the sounds that you're giving me, but from the contents of the episodes that are going on. It's unusual. I never noticed hearing things before in dreams. So I just wanted to tell you things are a little different. I'm beginning to have twisting and turning and rolling body sensations. Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. Relax again into this. Be observing and let me know what's happening.
I'm standing on a dirt road looking at a house that's built vertically, cliffhanger-like house, very steep here, and it's got a very peculiar brownish gold paint, van style, bigger than a van, Winnebago style thing, but it's aerodynamically shaped and like bubble windows on it, and it's brown and gold paint. It's not something that I've ever seen in production here. I have no idea what this is or why I'm here. I just thought I'd mention that I'm seeing this.
Do you see any people around?
Mm-mm.
Would you like to get into this van? Explore what it looks like on the inside?
Let me see what happens here. No, this whole thing doesn't seem too interesting. It's something in passing, I guess. I'd rather go ahead and go deeper now.
Okay, very good. And just allow yourself to be expanding more and more.
I was flying over some water, and then these are kind of scenes that flash by, so it was like I was being shown a movie rather than participating in it. But this, flying over some water and then saw a, oh, I suppose you'd call it an unusual type vehicle or vessel. And then some sort of roughly humanoid form that attached itself to fish because they're in the water environment. And I don't know, the whole thing was rather silly because it was as though the humanoid form, you know, like maybe it was me that I was watching, attached itself to a fish for transportation purposes, like so that it could be pulled around and stuff. And then it seemed like in some sort of a strange comedy, that was just fine to go cruising around holding on to the fish. It was more than holding on. It was as though there was a cellular melding, like it was a, became an appendage or something. But oh, I don't know, so you could somewhat direct the fish where you wanted to go and get pulled around, but when there was a panic behavior, like a schooling behavior or a threat behavior, and the fish would swim erratically, then you no longer had control of where you wanted to go, and you got dragged along, and you were sorry that you had set this arrangement up. Anyway, the whole thing, I fell into it, and then came back out of it here to talk to you, so I just thought I'd report what had gone on there. Relax back down now.
Yes.
It's having lots of little dream vignettes again.
Perhaps you'd like to be asking now for what is the most important thing for you to be knowing right now.
Yes. Okay, let's see if we can break this out. It's having a little bit of pain in my stomach when we began to address the issue of the most important thing to know. So I kind of lumped in some fashion what's going on in my stomach as well as what's the most important thing I can know. And I felt myself drop into a place and process, got some information, and it had to do with holding. I saw myself holding lots of things, or embracing, or squeezing people tight to me, maybe my mother tight to me, or holding or hugging. And kind of the message was sort of like, hold on. Then I came back and I spoke to you and said, oh, I've got something and I'm going to process it. When I went into processing it, I felt myself dip back down into that source place and was observing some sort of a race. I want to say chariot race, but they aren't chariots. They were some sort of strange vehicles, and it might have been, racing on ice. I remember seeing some Norwegian film where they went for this long race on ice, an ice roadway or an ice path, and it was this big thing. Anyway, that when I went in to process this other thing, I saw this race scene. Then I popped back out of it and came to explain all of this. Let's be going a little deeper now.
Very good. And simply allow yourself to be expanding once again.
Okay, I have a basic one. Okay, there's some information here about a while back, they and I had a shared dream, and there's some information about something was done to us during this dream. These people that we were visiting, that we thought were hill people, was all a plastic vision, and we were actually somewhere else, and the hill people was just a common vision. Something was done to us or done to me during that time. We were someplace else, not in the hills, but it was the shared vision, but someplace else together. Something was done. Let me see if I can get deep enough to understand. Something was done to me.
Yes.
Okay, by illustration, I've been shown that what was done was some sort of, it has something to do with something like subliminal messages or below the threshold of consciousness messages. And I think it has to do with aligning me so that I'm aware of them, so that they, some of these things are not subliminal to me anymore or below the conscious awareness, because I was shown how they're going on and how I can be perceiving them.
And are you willing to be perceiving and joining in these activities?
Yeah, let me communicate that. Okay. This gets back to the stomaching question, whether I was able to stomach the changes that had been made within me. So this was a good point to be made by you. I'm willing to accept these changes that had been made, and it goes back to the stomach question asked earlier. Was I able to stomach the changes? And there's some resolve, and I feel a whole body change now. Something else is happening now. It's like a resolution to the problem and a whole vibrational state change. And I just received a really complex message with music and everything with it. And let me see if I can break it out. It's a really heavy rote, had music and everything. Let me see if I can break it out. This other rote is just, there was some stuff about Christmas trees, and it's peculiar. Christmas tree that has the true trees growing out of one trunk. You kind of want to turn left and go into another energy field here and get some different type or style of information communication.
Would you like to be expanding as you do this?
Yeah, let's make a left turn.
Okay.
There's really elusive messages, and like I get one thing and I say, okay, I'll remember to talk about that, and what's the next one? I get to the next one, and then the first one's gone. Really elusive here. We continue with this.
Yes.
A bunch of people in a locker room scene whistling, putting their fingers in their mouth and whistling with their fingers. And again, I can hear the whistling in the scene. You see if there's any significance to this hearing thing. Let me ask what this... Oh, that's what that... It ties into that subliminal thing. The adjustment's been made to me is now I can hear. And I get that as being not here in the physical world, but hear messages like the ones I'm hearing now. So they're not like, they aren't subliminal messages in the physical world, but messages from beyond or something like that. But the adjustment has been made for my hearing, so I can hear those messages. And we find out who is it that makes these adjustments. The first answer I get back is good question. let me work on that. And then back again. Well, I guess the answer to the original question is who makes these adjustments, and it's the big I is the answer. And then there was some information of how to explain this all to Faye, but then I seem to have lost it when I came back of how to do it. But then the trailing message of after losing it when you get back, like the trailing message is, it doesn't matter, she can hear now too. And that this shared dream experience, although what we perceived, what we thought we were perceiving, was a facade to what was really going on, the adjustment was made to both of us. And somehow that's getting back now to the Christmas tree that grows from the same, two trees growing from the same trunk, in a weird symbol.
Well, ask for that this symbol be clarified for you.
It's some sort of attempt to say one and the same, but different. Two trees growing, two trees, the same trees, from the same source, but different.
And is this something you understand?
Yeah, it seems perfectly clear to me. When I try to put it in words, the words don't seem adequate. I'm being told to ask if you have any questions.
Yeah, I was just forming a question in my mind to ask you if you are now willing to be receiving the whatever it is that you need to be receiving now. Or I have some inclination that there is something for you to be receiving, and asking you whether you are ready to be doing that.
There seems to be a dilemma of fear, and it's a dilemma that doesn't make sense, but I'll explain it. A vision of me grasping onto what I have, you know, arms full type grasping, holding on to everything that I have, and in order to be willing to be receiving more, I have to loosen my grip and open my arms wider, and the fear is dropping or losing something that I might already have by opening up to more. And I realize that there is a da-da. Guess who's around?
Yes, indeed.
I'm having chills all over my body in case it's registering.
Yes.
Chills flushing again. So, the story is I can mantra out that I'm willing and welcoming in, and yet, there is a concept of if one opens oneself up, if one opens one, opens to receive, one may lose the grip on what one already has. This is very close.
Welcome.
I'm searching for the formula to resolve the issue of how can one opens one arms and not drop what one is already carrying, so one might receive more. I'm searching for the formula. The formula is that one always has everything, and there is no more or less, and so there is no reason to fear loss of what cannot be lost. Chills again, over the shoulders, down the hands.
Well, how do you feel now about this message?
I may try opening my arms here and watch what happens. Lesson one, opening your arms, is a letting go and there's not a loss of anything but the burden. We'll see what happens next. I don't feel less of anything except now I don't have the burden. The only thing lost was the burden. Freedom. Being semantically torn apart. Willingness to receive is inappropriate because you already have. Willingness to learn is inappropriate because you already know. Willingness to be is inappropriate because you already are. What is there beyond willingness? You shout out into the light, and I only understand that beyond willingness is the light of I am. There seems to be something here beyond words. Let me see if I can grope it in another means. Something about flexible I am-ness, levels of organism from atomic and subatomic particles up to solar systems and star systems. Echelon, hierarchical or echelon organismic I am-ness. Something about flexible I am-ness. Something about consciousness, flexible I am-ness. It's just not translatable. Seems perfectly clear to me. Trying to explain it's a bit tough. You had to be there. I can really feel my head and my voice as I speak. But my body is just kind of whirling around. You know, it's disconnected except at the head. And my second body is just kind of just blowing in the wind.
Describe what is happening in your head.
Saw a feather and thought of my father. As my father, these feathers. Then the feathers started being a writing quill, and it wrote a message to me saying, I need to be with your mother, and I take that as a message. My father writing me a message talking about my mom. And that's what was going on in my head. There's still a funny feeling in my stomach.
Focus your attention now on your stomach.
Some tickling in my nose now. There seems to be a somewhat of a understanding that the stomaching issue, the answer to your question in exploring the stomach thing, something to do with the flexible I am-ness and the willingness to accept the changes that were made during the shared dream sequence, these changes of being able to hear now, the willingness to be able to accept these changes has to extend throughout the total being in the concept of flexible I am-ness. It's not sufficient enough to accept it on one or two levels of I am-ness. It has to be accepted throughout the total being of I am-ness, lest it be manifest in the concept of you can't stomach this. It seems clear to me, but it doesn't seem like my explanation is quite crisp enough. It's a different set of words than you use, Tina, in terms of, you would say, all the different aspects or expressions of yourself would have to accept fact A. And the little girl inside you might not accept it and therefore would be kicking up her heels and causing trouble. And I'm not using those words or that hierarchical explanation. I'm using this other thing that I experienced called the flexibility of the hierarchical I am-ness, which is perfectly clear to me.
Okay. Would you like now to be asking for a special message, or do you feel that...
I feel pretty much completion. Let me do some gratitude stuff.
Okay. Are you ready to be returning to focus 12?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
It feels a little better, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel ready to be coming back down to 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm beginning to feel my bladder now that you mentioned the 10.
Okay.
The bladder lives in 10, I think.
Yes. Okay, just follow the sounds and,
okay, okay,
and talk to your bladder.
And the world really is flat.
Amazing stuff, huh?